Please stand clear of the door. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las
puertas. The best time of your life. Life is a prize. Live every minute. Open your eyes and watch how you win. From the Defont LeRoy Recording Studios in sunny Tampa, St. Petersburg, Florida, in Westerly, Rhode Island, this is episode 187 of the Por Favor, Manténgase Alejado de las Podcast. I'm Mike down in sunny Southwest Florida, joined by Dr. Eugene Klinsman up in Westerly. Doctor, good evening.
Good evening, Mike. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Good.
You caught me on a good day. It's beautiful fall weather here in New England.
What's the definition of that?
I don't know. What does that even mean? It was like 48 when I woke up this
morning. Oh, that's nice, huh?
It was nice and sunny, a high of like 65, 68 maybe today.
And you thought of me immediately, didn't you?
Yeah, people were all excited. But all week it was like hot and muggy and in the upper 80s. Like when you left, it was pretty warm. That Saturday and Sunday were both pretty warm.
Yes.
But then it stuck around basically until Thursday. And then today, Friday, it just got right out of there.
Yep.
And it feels like fall. But I guess it's going to get to the upper 70s next week, so that's not too bad.
Yeah, you get your
for October
ups and downs, and then you just go right into mud season.
Mud season, yeah.
Yep.
But that's okay. I don't mind it too much. As long as there's no snow, I don't really care about the other stuff. The snow is what really demoralizes me.
Yeah, and the problem is there's nothing you can do. It comes. It's going to come.
Yeah, I know. But, you don't like this kind of weather.
Correct.
I don't mind this kind of weather. I like it. I like any weather as long as it's not snowing. I don't mind cold. I don't like snow.
That I completely minded 65, but I just knew that summer was done.
Right. I mean, if it was like July 3rd and you got like an unseasonably cool day in the high 60s, you weren't bummed out.
Oh, I was. I was, because I lived in Minnesota,
really?
Don't forget.
Well,
and you only had so many bullets up there, and when one was taken away from you, you were very perturbed.
That's true, but you knew there would be warm days.
Yes.
Ahead. Now this, they could go at any moment.
Yep.
Like, there's a chance that the warm days are behind me. I might not see another 80 until I'm in Florida at the end of October.
Yep, statistically speaking, yes, you are correct, sir.
Most likely. But that's okay, it's not too bad. But I was a little chilly. People were wearing jackets and stuff today.
Do you still have your shorts on?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to stick with shorts right through Thanksgiving is the earliest I give up shorts.
Okay.
And then I try to go until it snows with shorts. Because I can wear a hoodie and shorts and be very happy and very comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
So if I can make it through the end of the year, maybe, then I switch over to jeans. Then I can kind of ride out jeans until March and go back to shorts. But I'm in the minority. I look like a goofball, I admit it.
One of my friends from high school used to wear shorts all through the winter, too.
Like, go to Stop and Shop, it's 38 degrees out and windy, and I have a hoodie and short cargo shorts.
So yep.
I look like a goofball, but it's comfortable. I am comfortable in that.
Shorts are comfortable, aren't they?
They're very comfortable.
They're so comfortable.
Shorts. Yeah, something like the first time, I mean, I guess you don't really have to deal with this too much, but that first time you pull on jeans,
feels so
after wearing shorts, it's like, what is it? It feels like you're suffocating.
Yeah,
like your legs
I had jeans on up in Rhode Island last week, and it was miserable.
Yeah, that
feels
was cold
so
that
weird.
One day.
Yes.
What was it, Friday?
Yes.
It was very cold. Cold and windy, yeah.
We were just coming.
Not good.
Huh?
It was not good, that
one day. We were just coming back from Publix,
mm-hmm.
And I almost drove off the road.
Why is that?
You know that song by Notorious B.I.G.? Doo-doo-doo, doo-doo. I love
yes.
it when you... So, Fido was with me.
Oh, boy.
So, he's sitting next to me, and all of a sudden I hear, I love it when you call me Don Corleone. And I just, I lost it. And Fido did it 3 times in a row, and I couldn't breathe. I love it when you call me Don Corleone. Simple things in life, Billy, the simple
yeah,
things.
Yeah, it doesn't take much to amuse a simpleton like you and
no,
I.
No, it really doesn't.
No. Like one funny voice. Doesn't even rhyme, doesn't fit with the song, but it's the funniest thing you've heard in a while.
Correct.
So how was the flight back to Florida? I know your flight in, you said, was a little rough with the...
It was bumpy over Narragansett Bay. Very, very, very bumpy.
Not on the way out, though.
Oh, beautiful on the way out.
Yeah, that's good.
It was beautiful on the way out. He shut the seatbelt sign off quite a few times, and you know they don't usually like to shut that thing off.
Right.
But it's amazing, man. As soon as we got up in the air, I looked down, I see the Connecticut River.
Mm-hmm.
I know exactly where I am going over Hartford. Then I see Long Island. You don't realize how small Long Island is when you're
like
30,000.
Yeah,
when you're 30,000 feet up in the air.
Is it only like 25 miles across or something like that?
Could be. Yeah, it's really small.
Yeah.
Yeah, I always take the window seat though.
Yeah, you like that. I like the aisle seat. I like to be able to like put my foot out into the aisle and get smashed by the drink cart every couple of minutes.
Yeah, no, I always take the window. Ever since I was a kid, I love looking out the window. I'm an aviation nerd, Bill. I love aviation.
Yes,
it's fascinating.
Although you did say to me in a private moment last week that you're kind of done with the layovers. Like, you used to like exploring new airports, but you're becoming more of a fan of direct flights now.
I am.
I imagine after that Omaha experience, that probably soured you on layovers.
Yeah, flying
for
like seven
while.
Different airports, yes. Going east before going west, that is pretty miserable.
Yeah. At least this time you just stopped halfway in Baltimore, or more than halfway.
Oh, way more, because that was only about a 35-40 minute flight up to Providence.
Oh, is that quick?
Oh, yeah, it's really quick.
No wonder why they always put them on their $59 fares when that comes up.
Yeah, you should fly down there for an O's game. Take little Yergina.
Yeah.
Go to an Oriole game. I hear that's a great ballpark.
Yeah, just don't turn the wrong way. It is a great ballpark. I've been there.
Oh, you have?
I have.
Oh, pardon me, I haven't.
Oriole Park at Camden Yards.
I think it's one of only 10 that I haven't been to.
It's one of like 6 that I have been
to.
That
you have been to?
Yeah. Half the ones I've been to have closed. I went to Olympic Stadium in Montreal, the Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, Yankee Stadium. They're all closed down, all the ones I've been to.
Yeah. I've been to Shea.
Oh, yeah, Shea's closed. Have you been to New Yankee Stadium?
I have not.
No, me either. Have you been to Citi Field?
I have not.
See, they're always opening new ones, so there's always opportunities to add to the list.
Yeah, I need those two. I'm trying to think what else. I've got Cleveland, Pittsburgh, Philly.
I know Pittsburgh is beautiful.
Pittsburgh's beautiful.
Although, but you said Target Field has them all beat, right?
Number one, baby.
And it's not even close?
I don't think it's close, but you look at the experts, and that's usually down the line, but I think it's the best.
Yeah. I know the Great America Ballpark is supposed to be pretty nice in Cincinnati.
And I've heard people who said that they don't really care for that one.
Oh, see.
For the new ones.
Yeah.
Dodger Stadium's fabulous.
Yeah.
Because
of the
history.
I'd love to go out to San Francisco.
Been there.
Is that a nice one to watch a ball game?
That's very nice. That's probably Susie's favorite.
Yeah. Safeco looks nice.
Been to Safeco.
Yeah. See, I haven't done any of the West Coast ones. Like the Texas
Oakland,
ones.
I've been to Oakland Alameda Stadium. I've been to see the Angels.
Yeah, so those southern ones like Houston and the Rangers and Diamondbacks, they don't do anything for me. I don't care to really.
Ballpark at Arlington was all right. I saw a 17-inning game.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was when Pedro first came back. Remember when he was on the shelf for like 4 months? He came back in August. And as a matter of fact, it was August of 2001. And the reason I remember that date is because we went up to the Oklahoma City Memorial. And 2 weeks later, 9/11 happened.
Oh, wow.
I had a bunch of Pedro Power WEEI signs to hand out. I emailed
the
station. Yeah, those Pedro Ks. I emailed the station, said that I was going down, and they emailed me back and said, if we send out a couple hundred Pedro Power signs, will you pass them out at the ballpark? So I sat up at the front, and everybody who came up with a Red Sox hat, I handed them one.
Oh, they must have loved that.
Oh, it was beautiful. Like, can I buy one of those? I'm not even thinking. Now that I'm a range ball salesperson, you know, I should have taking that into consideration.
Like
$2.
What do you got on you?
Yeah, I'm like, no, they're free.
Pedro Power. That's good stuff. I didn't know that. You never told me that story.
I'm always full of stories, Mr. Klinsman.
Yeah. You always get something on the on the agenda as far as the story goes.
You're always learning something new about your cousin, aren't you?
It's true. It's very true.
Whether it be good or bad, you're just always learning something new.
Yeah, like I found out last week that you have a briefcase full of terrible 80s cassettes. How much did that go for at the yard sale?
I don't think we've unloaded that. Billy, you should have seen that. The people were buying so much junk, it was unbelievable.
But none of the good stuff went.
No, all the good stuff stayed, but all the garbage went.
Yeah, people wanted that like 1981 shake maker, I'm sure, and then they pass on the nice kitchen set. Did you enjoy that experience, the yard sale?
Never again.
No, it's never. Not worth it.
No, no, no.
See,
no.
It'd be so much. You'd rather spend $300 to get a dumpster and just throw things away.
And the thing is the guy who bought the house said that whatever we left, he would take care of anyway. So we didn't even have to empty the house out.
Right. You just wanted to go through and take out what you didn't that you went that I definitely wanted sentimentally. Wanted.
Correct. Yeah. Yep. And but no, it's not worth. And I told you about that the Mexican mutter.
Yeah, you mentioned that.
Now I'm going to ask the listeners if they agree with me. So I walk upstairs. I'm walking by the mudroom. And I look to the right, and the door's open. There's this 5-year-old kid in there, and he's mudding. And his mom speaks broken English. Javier, has anybody seen my son? I'm like, yeah, he's in here mudding. And my mother-in-law is just chuckling, hoping that Pete. And she's like, what? I go, yeah, he's in here mudding. And she comes walking. So now everybody who knows me knows what they're just laughing. They're like, he's in. Seriously, he's in. I'm like, yeah, he's mudding in there. I'm like, what do you think, I'm lying? So the kid was a pain in the ass. I mean, he was, like, breathing all over, like, my mom's hutch, like, her glass cabinets and stuff. Like, just a pain in the office. It's like, you're spending, like, 75 cents. Just get out of here.
Yeah.
But I was highly insulted because, like, I told Kristen that that could not be the last mud that takes place in my mom's house.
Before it changes hands, yeah.
Before it changes hands. So I was over at your not your uncle's, but your dad's, and we were watching college football, and I felt it coming on. I said, I got to go back to Diane's house and throw
send
down.
It off properly,
I got to send it off properly.
So that's, I mean, I understand it. I don't know if I would have gone through the effort, but I understand it.
You would have let some Mexican kid be the last one to mud at the Cranston compound.
I guess it wouldn't have come to. I guess I could see what you're saying. Like
you might have. You just you're saying like you just probably wouldn't have thought about it like the way I did.
More that I wouldn't have. It probably would have been someone in my family anyway, so it wouldn't have made a difference to me.
You okay, know what I mean? As long as it was kept in the family.
Right. I mean, if it was me or if it was Susie, I don't think you would have been like, I got to get back there. You know what I mean?
Yes, correct, right.
And I think it was just because it was an outsider, and you didn't want that to be the last thing.
No, I was completely disrespectful.
But it's also important for the change of hands. So when those people, you know, when they flip the house and a new family moves in, it's important the first person that gets to use their brand new house, you know, it's like a passing of the torch.
Yes.
You needed to be the one that passed it over.
Would it be weird of me if I asked the guy, the investor who's flipping it, if I could pay $100 to be the first one? That would kind of be an odd ask, don't you think? It's not like, oh, I forgot the blinds. Is there, if I gave the owners $100, could I get the blinds? Asking them if I could be the first one, that kind of be odd, don't you think?
Yeah, I don't think that would go over too well, especially because they probably wouldn't even have the water turned on at that point.
Yeah, that's true.
They'd have to, like, turn the water on just to have it. Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Okay.
You got to call up the public utilities and be like, can you turn the water on for, like, a day? It's important.
It's very important.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, go ahead. I was going to. Would I like to hear about your unofficial beer sponsor of the week?
Oh, it's funny you should ask. I have my beer right here.
Okay.
This week I have one from Samuel Adams. It's an Ella Blanc IPL. I'm not sure what an IPL is. I know what an IPA is. An IPL might be India Pale Lager instead of India Pale Ale. It says it's earthy and unexpected. Brewed with Australian and German hops, 6% alcohol by volume. It's a lager, 65 IBUs, which is an international beer unit, bitterness unit, excuse me. So it actually measures the bitterness of the beer. I don't know if that's high. I don't know what the scale is on. But this one's not my favorite. It's a little too hoppy for me. But it's what I had. It's what I had in the fridge, and it was cold, so I went with it. Not a huge fan. Last week was a good unofficial beer sponsor, the Bud Lights.
That was a good one, wasn't it?
It was, and it's funny because the next day I went into the studio and I forgot that there was like all the cans just strewn about everywhere.
Oh, yeah, the dead soldiers. You told me that you would take care of that.
I did. I just forgot to do it that evening. I went in the next day and got them all picked up and put in the recycling bin.
Did you have any issues when you woke up?
No, I was fine. There was no problems. I only had like 3 or 4.
You were fine, yeah, but you didn't have to change your BM habits?
No, nothing like that. It was fine.
Nothing drastic, no. Huh? You were just, okay.
That steak was pretty good. You finally had a Westerly Packing Company steak after I talked it up.
Yeah, it was a good steak. Yeah. You cooked it perfectly, too, Bill.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. I was very nervous. I had a lot of pressure, because if I mess up my own steak, you know, at least I have to deal with it.
Well, especially the first one. It's not like I've had steaks at your house 15 times. You're entitled to screw up. But the first time, now I'm like, he doesn't know how to cook.
Exactly. And then, yeah. I mean, you consider yourself an expert, a connoisseur, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
So if I invite you to my house for dinner, and I serve you a medium well steak when you
of my daughter's wedding.
On the day of my daughter's wedding, this disrespect cannot be tolerated. Yeah, that would have been a bad thing to do. So I was very nervous. I didn't want to overcook it, and I'm glad you approved and that you enjoyed it. And I kept it simple, just salt and pepper. That was it. Nothing else on the steak.
It's very tasty, Bill. Very tasty. The mushroom. Oh yeah, it is everything. Mushrooms are
good. I'm glad you enjoyed it, and it was good to see you, and I'll be seeing you again relatively soon, just a few short weeks from now.
Just a few short weeks, Billy.
And we'll have to talk about that off the air at some point and iron out some details, but I have nothing else to add in this first segment. How about you?
All right. Yeah, we'll go to break.
All right, let's do it.
Junior Mafia. To all the ladies in the place with style and grace, allow me to lace these lyrical dishes in your bushes. Who rock grooves and make moves with all the mommies. The back of the club, sipping my wet is where you find me. The back of the club, macking whore, my crew's behind me. Mad question asking, belly passing, music blasting. But I just can't quit, because one of these honeys Biggie got to creep with, sleep with, keep the epa secret. Why not? Why blow up my spot? Cause we both got hot. Now check it, I got more Mac than Craig and in the bed. Believe me, sweetie, I got enough to feed the needy. No need to be greedy, I got mad friends with Benzes. See notes by the layers, true to life players. Jump in the Rover and come over, tell your friends, jump in the GF3. I got the gnarch by the tree. Throw your hands in the air if you's a true player.
I love it when you call me Big Poppa.
To the honeys getting money, playing fellas like dummies.
I love it when you call me Big Poppa.
You got a gun up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place.
Why?
Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby. Straight up, honey, really, I'm asking. Most of these fellas think they be macking, but they be acting. Who they attracting with that line? What's your name? What's your sign? Soon as he buy that wine, I just creep up from behind and ask you what your interests are. Who you be with? Things to make you smile. What numbers to dial? You gon' be here for a while. I'm gon' call my crew. You gon' call your crew. We can rendezvous at the bar around two. Plans to leave, throw the keys to little C's. Pull the truck up front and roll up the next one so we can steam on the way to the telly. Go fill my belly. A T-bone steak, cheese, eggs, and Welch's grape. Conversate for a few, cause in a few we gon' do what we came to do. Ain't that right, boo?
True.
Forget the telly, we just go to the crib and watch a movie in the jacuzzi. Smoke L's while you do me.
I love it when you call me Big Poppa.
Throw your hands in the air if you's a true player.
I love it when you call me Big Poppa.
To the honeys getting money, playing fellas like dummies.
I love it when you call me Big Poppa.
You got a gun up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place.
Wow.
Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby.
How you living, Biggie Smalls?
In mansion and Benz's, giving ends to my friends, and it feels stupendous. Tremendous cream, for a dollar and a dream. Still tote gas strapped with infrared beams.
What?
Chopping O's, smoking line optimals. Money, floors, and clothes, all a brother knows. A foolish pleasure, whatever. I had to find the buried treasure. So grams I had to measure. However, living better now. Coochie sweater now. Drop top BMs, I'm the man, girlfriend.
Honey, check it. Tell your friends to get with my friends. We could be friends. Shit, we could do this every weekend.
Alright?
Is that alright with you? Yeah. Keep banging.
I love it when you call me Big Poppa.
Throw your hands in the air if you's a true player.
I love it when you call me Big Poppa.
To the honeys getting money, playing fellas like dummies. You got the gun up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place. Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby. Check it out. Puff Daddy.
Biggie Smalls, Junior Mafia, represent baby, baby.
We're back from break. This is episode 187.
That's right.
Por favor, yeah, manténgase Alejandro to this podcast. Thanks, Billy. That was more of a question than a statement. as you can tell.
Yeah.
By the pitch of my voice.
Are we live, Jürgen?
Yeah, we're live. Did you want me to continue?
Yeah, why don't you go ahead? You just stopped talking, so I didn't know if you were just going to redo the intro to the segment.
No, we're live. No, just we're, keep we're
rolling.
Live.
Let's just roll with it.
We'll just keep going. What are we going to talk about? My trip from a month and a half ago, two months ago?
A few weeks ago, where you went up by yourself, because we talked about the preamble to it. We had like a preview, and we never got to the review. And you were able to stay on property for, it was one evening, correct?
That is correct, Billy, one night.
And that was the time you stayed at Port Orleans Riverside. And that you almost got divorced over it, if I remember correctly.
Correct. She was not happy.
But, that being said, we still have some business to attend to here. So why don't you go ahead and give me a quick breakdown, and I'll interject with questions if I have anything that I'd like to hear.
Do-do-do-do-do. I love it when you call me Don Corleone. So I set a record. I got up there in 1 hour and 14 minutes.
Wow.
That's beautiful, isn't it?
That's very nice. 1 hour 14. Now, how many miles? You're like 90 plus miles, right?
97.
Man, that's putting the pedal to the metal.
And I wasn't breaking it. Speed limit's 70 miles an hour.
All right, so at 70 miles, you're mostly highway, right? You're not a lot of back
all
roads.
It's all highway.
Yeah.
I got about 3 miles to get on the I-75, and then it's just all highway.
So you were a little heavy-footed, but you were keeping up with the flow of traffic. You weren't, like, blowing people away.
No, I usually stay in the middle to the right-hand lane.
I'm assuming you're probably a steady 75-80 most of the way.
75-80 most of the way, yep. We had no accidents, no slow-ups, no... I went at the perfect time.
Beautiful.
And I say we. I went to your second favorite park, Animal Kingdom.
Yes, I love that. Is that... Now, I guess I can ask you after, but... Where does it rank for you?
I don't know.
It's hard to say, isn't it?
Yeah.
I like it more every time I go.
It's hard to say.
I still love Epcot. That's always going to be number one. They'd really have to mess things up over there for it to drop out of my top spot. But Animal Kingdom...
Here's my thing with the Magic Kingdom, though, is that I love the resort area. So I enjoy the day.
But you got to take that out of the equation.
Yeah, but it's hard to, because that's part of my day, is going over to the Contemporary or the Grand Floridian and spending a couple hours. Whereas over at Animal Kingdom, it's the park and that's it.
Yeah, but the weasel, you gotta take the weasel factor into account.
Oh, yeah.
Like, people don't take the little weasels to Animal Kingdom because they get bored. It's the older weasels that you gotta worry about, like the 10 to 17-year-olds, but that 6 to 10-year-old, that's, you don't see too many of them at Animal Kingdom.
No, you're right.
Anyway.
You're right.
But, I mean, I guess if you take the resorts into it, yeah, Magic Kingdom's always going to be the top because it has so much to offer at those resorts, especially if you start bundling in Fort Wilderness and Wilderness Lodge into the equation.
In trunks and your carry-on luggage, you got a great day ahead.
Of course.
Great day ahead.
Yes, I agree with that. But I wasn't taking that into the equation. I mean, some of our favorite attractions are at Magic Kingdom. Tomorrowland, People Mover, Carousel of Progress, Thunder Mountain...
Splash Mountain.
You can't go wrong. Splash Mountain, of course. It just has the most attraction, so obviously it's going to be high up on people's list. But if you... just to walk around, Epcot is the best to walk around.
Yes.
Just eating, drinking, and taking it all in. Then Animal Kingdom is second best, and nothing else comes close as far as just walking around. Because Magic Kingdom, yeah, it's hard enough to walk around because it's so crowded. They don't serve the sauce, so you're not going to be going around having a beer and getting a snack or something.
Too many bottlenecks.
That's exactly right. It's just so many people go there every day that even on slow days it's crowded, and you can't just kind of go at your own pace. You get caught up in the rush of it all. So for me, I mean, Animal Kingdom's easy number two right now for me. But I haven't seen Pandora, so I don't know how that's gonna affect me.
Certainly
I know
not you, gonna knock it from number two. That's for sure, Billy.
You like it,
yes.
So I mean, I assume I'm gonna like it if not love it. So, But let's move on though, because you said you went to Animal Kingdom. What did you take? What did you take in over there?
Well, you do the Kilimanjaro Safari right away.
That's a pro tip, expert move.
Yep.
And that must be dead now in the morning because everyone just rope drops Pandora now.
Yeah, I think I fast passed it.
Oh, you had a fast pass.
I think I fast passed it. Yep.
Yeah. Because I know I've heard other people saying, oh, the only way you can get on, you know, Flights of Passage without a fast pass is getting to the park an hour before it opens and rope dropping the ride and going through the queue, and you can wait like half hour, you know, 45 minutes or whatever. But then within minutes of the park being open, it's already a 120 minute wait to get on that attraction. And I don't know. There's not even something that I have never been on that I hear is great. I don't think I'm going to stand for 2 hours and wait for it.
I'll never stand for 2 hours.
I think 60 minutes is my max. Like, I can do an hour if the queue's good and it keeps moving. Like, an hour in line for something that's constantly loading, I can handle. Mm-hmm. I can't handle an hour in Soarin' because you move, like, every 6 minutes you move 10 steps.
Yeah, that's pretty bad, isn't it?
And I don't know. I assume Flights of Passage is similar to that because of the way it loads, but I don't know. I haven't been on it. And you haven't been on it either, correct?
That is correct.
But all right, so Safari, how was it in the morning? Good as usual?
It's good as usual. I love that.
In the morning, it's great.
I love it in the morning.
Everything's active, yeah. You got, like, the mist rising from the ground a lot, like the humidity's starting to come
in. And it smells. It's beautiful. I love that smell of humidity.
It's a great way to start. Gets you in the mood of that park as well.
It's like waking up and having a cigarette and a cup of coffee, just on a different level.
Sure.
You know, for those smokers.
Someone who's never smoked, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, after the safari, what'd you do?
What else did I do? I did a couple things. I did It's Tough to Be a Bug.
Good show.
And I did your favorite one.
Which one's my favorite one?
With the birds.
The Flights of Wonder, whatever it's called. I can't do it.
Oh, I love that one, too. And it's the same damn thing, but I love that.
You know what the problem is? If I could be in, like, an enclosed booth, I would probably enjoy it, because I know it's kind of funny and cute, and you learn something.
What do you want to get, like, in the Por Favor press box?
Yeah, if they had, like, a Fair of Birds, like, luxury box, I'd pay, like, $10 to go in there and just be behind plexiglass.
Mm.
So I don't have to worry
about... What happened? Did you get whacked in the head, or did a bird drop some mud? No, it was you got hit in the head, huh?
Yeah, at the show. One of the ones where they fly low over your head, the bird hit me in the head with its wing, and I literally, as soon as that part was over, I stood up and left.
Well, you just got it was like one of those protest walks out, too. Did you wave your hands, be like, I'm done? No.
I wasn't mad. I was like, I was shook. I was shaken up, you know?
Now, were you with your parents?
I think I was just with Sarah.
Oh, okay.
For that one. I think that was not our honeymoon trip. I think it was our trip right after that same year at Christmas time, so... Yeah, it's been a good 6-7 years since I've been to it, but I still have the, maybe it was that February trip where we all went. Now I can't remember, but I know it was pre-Yergina, and I know I was with my wife, so it was either that February trip or the one before that where we went in December. Yeah, it was kind of like, that's it, I'm out.
Wow.
You remember, like, George Costanza, when he stands up, like puts his hands up, I'm out.
Was it that, or was it Cosmo Kramer? When they had that bet.
I was more thinking of the when he was doing the insults at the board.
Oh yeah, okay.
They call him T-Bone. He wanted to be T-Bone, yes. And he just got up and walked away.
Yeah, no, I was thinking Cosmo Kramer. We can't really get into what that episode was about.
The logistics. Yeah, when he just probably threw his $20 on the table.
Was that one of the greatest ones ever? It was like literally funny. Like a minute and a half after they make the bet, he comes walking back from his apartment. I'm out. I mean, come on. That's one of the best. That was one of the best parts ever in a sitcom, don't you think?
That has to be up there. Yeah, that's up there.
Like, everybody else goes, like, days and stuff. Kramer's, like, 30. So I'm out. this is Eric.
Yeah. That'd be like if we had a mudding bet. You'd be out within, like,
good
an
Lord,
hour.
Yeah. I wouldn't even make that bet. That would be silly on my part.
That would be a fool's errand if you did. All right, so you did my favorite show.
Yep.
So you're just meandering around in the back part of the park.
Correct.
It sounds like, which is beautiful. I love doing that. Did you go to any filth joints? Did you have breakfast that morning?
No, you know what, Bill? I was going to, but a lot of the places were crowded.
Oh, okay.
I was going to go over to Yak and Yeti, and I was going to have lunch, and then I went over to their quick serve, and it's just nothing really struck me, and it was so crowded over at their quick serve.
Can I interject for a second here? Every time you say Yak and Yeti, it reminds me of a professor I had at college.
His name was Dr. Yak and Yeti?
No, his name was Yorgos. His first name. He was like a Greek exchange. You know how like you had like the teacher's aides or whatever, the TAs that would teach the class, not the professors, but they'd do the discussion classes or whatever?
No, because I didn't go to one of those big crappy state schools like you did.
Oh, that's true. Anyway, so he was like a foreign exchange grad student, and he's from Greek. His name Greece. His name was Yorgos with a J. Good name, by the way.
Was he tough to understand?
A little bit, but every time I would see him in campus, which for some reason was all the time, I would yell. I'd be like, "Yorgos!" and I'd yell at him, and he would go, "Yeti!" Instead of Gary, he would say, "Yeti!"
He called you Yeti?
Like he couldn't say the G because of how Yorgos... Like, they don't have that hard sound, like, guh. It's always yuh.
Okay.
So he would call me Yeti.
For Gary.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. I'm going to start calling you Yeti.
Yeti. Sorry, I just, every time you say Yak and Yeti, it makes me think of Yorgos.
It's Yorgos and Yeti.
Yorgos and Yeti.
That's awesome.
Yes. All right, sorry.
So the, I scoped the booths out. Are crowded. I do what you're supposed to do first. You go in reverse. You go and scope out if there's any place to sit. And then you make the decision whether or not you're going to eat there. Well, I couldn't find any place to sit, so.
Right, because you were at a disadvantage being by yourself.
Yeah, I couldn't have somebody go hold the table.
Right, so nothing there. Now, this wouldn't have been breakfast, though. This would have been like an early lunch.
Yeah, I was thinking about doing a breakfast, but I wasn't that hungry, so I said, let me do a big lunch. I want to do a sit-down.
Gotta have a breakfast.
Gotta have a breakfast, Margie. So I made an executive decision to get the heck out of the parks. I had been there, 3.5 hours. It was time to leave.
That's a long time for you in the park.
Yeah, three and a half hours without going to a resort, that's a really long time.
Right.
So
where'd you end up going?
I went to my resort, Port Orleans Riverside.
Oh, did your whole check-in thing?
Well, I threw a temper tantrum because my GPS wasn't working. For some reason, I couldn't get the internet. And I know kind of where it was, and they had part of the road where you're supposed to go closed.
Oh, boy.
So I'm driving around. I'm going in circles. I'm going past Disney Springs. Now I go by Matheri's apartments.
And that's not a good sign.
So I'm sitting in the parking lot, and I'm trying to get this thing on, and I can't get... And it's saying that it's 1.1 miles from Matheri's apartment, but it wouldn't map a route. So now I have the dot of where I need to go, and then I have, the car that's moving. So I'm trying to go old school.
The little arrow.
Yeah, so like I'm like, all right, I got to take a left at this street because I don't have that irritating Brit trying to tell me how to navigate.
Now, why didn't you try to pull it up on the phone? You were going with the old school like Garmin thing that you mount onto the phone.
No. It was on my phone.
Oh, this one? Yeah, you couldn't get
my signal. Phone was, for some reason, wasn't picking up internet.
That's not good.
So... It took me about 40 minutes, and I'm doing the swearing, and I'm going to throw my phone out the window. I'm swearing at my phone. It was a good
meltdown.
I mean,
this is, you're hungry. You're like a Snickers commercial at this point.
Yes, yes.
Like, you're turning into, like, whatever they say. Like, you're not a good guy when you're hungry.
Yeah, no, I was irritated. Kristen's like, I can totally see you. You're going to throw your freaking phone out the window. Like, what good is that going to do? And it was just in the heat
of the
moment.
Especially when you're by yourself.
Yeah, I'm still throwing a temper tantrum. Yep.
Yeah, because, if you had Susie there, she would have been like, well, just pull over here, and I'll get my phone to work, and
right.
Just do it. And you still would have been PO'd, but you wouldn't have, you were probably going, 60 miles an hour, taking turns, squeaking the wheels.
Yeah, I think I was, flipping things off, just random trees and stuff.
Just signs.
Yeah, I was so irritated.
So you finally made your way around the construction and found your place?
Yep, so I check in, and, I drive my car over to where we're going, and we stayed at Alligator Bayou.
You must have been thrilled.
It's a nice area. I think it's a nice part of Riverside.
So they have the mansions, and they have the bayou. Right?
Correct. Yep.
So you were in the Alligator Bayou section, and plus you're a big fan of gators, so that probably was.
And the theming was amazing.
Was
they're
it?
Like old. They look like cabins that you would see in Louisiana. I mean, buildings even had chimneys, which I thought was really cool. Just very cool theming. And as you walk around, you feel like you're in the bayou. I mean, they just do such an amazing job there, that area.
Yeah.
So I checked in, put on the Stacy channel, laid on the bed for 15 minutes, and then I decided it was filth time, so I went over to the food court. I think it's called
Riverside Mill. Now, what time is
this? Mill. This is like this is probably 2-ish or so, 1-ish, 2-ish.
Oh, it's that late.
Yep.
Okay. So you're ready to get down on some filth.
So I'm ready to get down on some filth. And have you ever been to their quick service?
I haven't stepped foot.
You've never been on Riverside?
The property. No, neither of them.
Oh, or French Quarter, huh?
Right. Oh, no, wow. I've never stepped foot.
Well, you're gonna have to make that happen one of these times, don't you think?
Yeah, that's definitely on the agenda when we go down in February and we're not going to the parks. We're going to go to Disney Springs and take the Sasagula Riverboat over to Port Orleans and walk around, have some beignets and stuff.
Yes.
That's what we're planning on anyway. Because that's both of ours, like one of our dream resorts to stay at, and we haven't done it yet. Sometimes the circumstances don't work out, and we'll see in the future. I'm sure we can make it happen at some point. But they always book up quick, though. I know you did this last minute, and sometimes there's more openings.
They do.
Last
they do book
than
up
when
quick.
You plan out, but I mean, they seem to fill up first along the moderates, and then Caribbean Beach and Coronado usually has open rooms unless they have a big convention going on. But they, Port Orleans can be tough to grab a reservation, especially a standard rooms, because they have some of those like more expensive, like princess rooms or whatever, and all these different things. But to just get like a standard room with no special view, those go away quick. Mm-hmm. So what'd you have at the food court? That's the important question.
The important question, I had the Baton Rouge burger, which is pimento cheese, fried green tomato, and smoked bacon on a toasted onion Kaiser roll with choice of coleslaw or French fries.
I think I saw a $99. Picture of this filthy filth on there, and that looks so good.
It was good. It was good. It wasn't fantastic. It was good.
Now, have you ever had a fried green tomato before?
No.
Neither have I. How was that?
It's so different. It has such a different taste, and it's hard to explain.
It's like tart, right?
Yeah, it's not. It doesn't have, you know, the red tomatoes are more bitter,
right?
And
it's not like juicy. It's more firm. Than
correct.
Like
yeah.
Red tomato,
yes.
Right?
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Yep. Yeah, it's hard to explain, but they were very good.
Yeah, I mean, pimento cheese is good stuff. Sounds like the toppings were good, and the burger itself probably wasn't the best.
It was your typical quick-serve dirter.
Sure. And, I mean, they're fine. They're not anything you would go out to locally. And you wouldn't be like, oh, I'm in a mood for a Disney burger.
Right.
You know what I mean? But they put enough slop on top, you're going to eat it. But I don't think I'd ever order, like, a plain bacon cheeseburger from the Port Orleans quick-serve, you know what I mean?
Right.
But, yeah, you throw some fried green tomatoes, some pimento cheese, some fried catfish or whatever on there. Yeah, now we're talking. Now we're in business. So it was pretty good. It was serviceable.
It was good. One of the things that I do like is that they have a nice ice water station there where you can help yourself. So I had my Tervis tumbler.
Oh, so you didn't have to buy the cup for the refillable sodas or anything?
Yep. Yeah, they just had a thing where you could get ice and filtered water. So I had that. Then I changed and I was going to go to the pool. Now, here's a por favor tip. Their big pool is packed all the time.
Oh, really?
Packed all the time.
Is it nice looking?
It's a very nice pool. Very nice pool. Tons of weasels. They got the, you know, the game to clap your hands, you know, poke your nose and jump up and down.
You were there at a bad time, though.
Yeah, I was.
That was a bad time.
It was toward the end of summer vacation.
Well, I don't mean that. I meant bad time of day. Like, that noon to 3 is like prime pool time.
Yes, yep.
So you were at a bad time to be at the pool, but even still, it was still very crowded.
So I went to the quiet pool, and it was fantastic. I got a Chase Lounge. I listened to a Disney podcast. I went for a swim. Did exactly what I like to do.
Right. Probably one of, what, like 8-10 people there, tops?
Yeah, exactly. Yep. And I went back to the room, and I changed, and I went back to Animal Kingdom because I wanted to do Expedition Everest at night.
And you had never done that?
I had never done that.
Okay.
And the first thing I did was one of your other favorite attractions over there that you'll never do with me.
Kali River Rapids?
Kali River Rapids. I did that.
I've done it with you.
Yeah, but you don't like it.
I'll do it
usually
with you.
Usually Catherine's the only one who wears the pants in the Aruta. Everybody else is chicken crap.
We'll go.
Big tough guys squirting people with water guns. But they won't get in that chair. They will not get in that chair. I'm talking about him, yes, sir.
Yeah, well, that's true. I'll go on. I'll go on that two times in a row with you. It's a good ride. I like it a lot.
So I did that. I did that. I didn't get soaked, thank God. And then I went on the Expedition Everest.
Mm-hmm.
And when we go to our second, or before we go to second break, that's I got some audio of that. Kind of me walking around the park. It's about 14 minutes. And it has the entire ride with me and some weasel in the front.
Nice. But you also, this was the debut of your new audio recording equipment.
Yes.
So we'll have some, so any issues are on Eugene, but if it sounds good, then we get the
Big thumbs up. Then I'll take Gary and I will take kudos for
exactly.
that capital investment, correct.
Anything else you want to interject here before we get to that audio? Because I know you wanted to play that and then we can come back and wrap it up, or do you want to keep talking here about the rest of your stay?
Yeah, we can keep going. I don't really have much to say. I kind of want to keep this, obviously, to under an hour if right. possible.
So you basically, you just kind of explored the park at night. You had never really been at night, it sounds mm-hmm. like.
Correct.
To the Animal Kingdom. Did you do other things when it got dark? Like, did you go into the Harambe and watch the performers and all that stuff?
Yes, I did. Yep.
That's good. I like the nighttime entertainment they're bringing in. It's good. Did you watch the projections on the Tree of Life at all?
Yes, I did. Before I left, I did that, too.
What did you think of that? I want to hear your
It thoughts. Was awesome.
I love that. It's so
cool. It was awesome.
It's unbelievable how real it looks.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just in between the little shows where just, like, something randomly moves on the tree.
Yeah, it's so cool.
It's amazing how far they brought that projection mapping technology and what they can do with it. It looks incredible. I love that.
Yeah, it was really cool. So I just went back and I walked around the resort at night, went to bed, got up the next morning, and then I went to breakfast.
Well,
and I was
going to
go. What's that?
You got to have a breakfast, but I was going to ask if you went into the Avatar section at night to see all the stuff.
I did not.
No.
No, I did not. No.
I know you wanted to. You said you wouldn't do the big ride without Susie, which I understand.
If there was a 30-minute wait. Damn Skippy, I'd do it without
Well, you
her.
Just wouldn't talk about it on the podcast.
Correct, right.
Yeah. Well, not that she
No, I would talk about it on the podcast.
Just not
she doesn't
to her.
Listen.
Yeah. Anyway. You do officially have a fast pass for it in November, and so does Susie. I don't know if she's even aware of that I was able to weasel her onto a fast pass for that, unlike the Saturday in November when we're there.
Yeah, well, yeah.
So, at least,
yeah, keep
if nothing
that
else, then you guys have that fast pass. Sorry, continue. So you had breakfast the next day. I keep interrupting you.
That's all right. Yeah, I went over to Riverside Mill, and it was packed. So I took a walk down to French Quarter, and I got steak and eggs, Bill. And the eggs were your typical lousy scrambled eggs quick serve.
Yeah.
But the steak was, believe it or not, phenomenal.
Really good, huh?
It was a nice, big, thick piece of steak. I'd say it was like maybe 4 ounces, 6 ounces, decent size for, you know, breakfast.
I'm going to guess cooked just medium, just in general. Just
it was actually, medium. Surprisingly, it was a little pink.
Oh, really?
It was pink.
Because I'm sure they're not asking you how you like it done. They just
take
it out of the hotel pan and put it on the plate. I would, I would love it if they just would make you a sunny side up egg at a quick service.
Yeah, no kidding. Like,
just
you
be able to
have
get
like
a piece
spat.
Of toast and sop up the yolk with your
yes.
with your steak.
I agree. Because their scrambled eggs are terrible.
Even if they were good, I don't like scrambled. I want
right.
like a sunny side up.
I'm with you. Sunny side's my favorite.
You know, that's how I take it. That's what I want. But I guess you got to go to a sit down for that.
Yep, that's why I do the sit down breakfast.
Sure.
It was good breakfast. I walked around that resort for a bit, and then I headed over to Epcot,
mm-hmm.
and I said goodbye to Ellen's Energy.
Oh, that's right. That was this one. Yep.
That was it. And I'll tell you, Bill, that's one of those things where I do it. If I say I go to Epcot, I'd say I go to Epcot maybe 9 times a year. I might do that once a year.
Right.
And maybe because it ended, I was like, you know what? That wasn't a terrible attraction, but it was one of those where you always learn something.
Right.
It was a goofy attraction. It wasn't one of their better ones, but you always learn something. And the other thing I liked about it was what I always liked about Epcot was they had so many rides that were a good half hour, 40 minutes, and you can get out of the heat and relax. And that was one of them.
Right. That is an advantage of it. I think the problem, it was just so dated, like the pre-show. Like, how long has it been since Trebek had a mustache?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I don't even think Ellen was gay at that point when they recorded that.
No, I don't think she was. No,
I think
that
was before she announced it on her show back in whenever that was, the mid-90s. So, I mean, that pre-show had to be almost 20 years old at this
point. At least, yep.
So, yeah, I mean, that's the problem. If they had kept that updated and just, you know, spruced it up once in a while, I'm sure it would have had more popularity, but... sign of the times. People just don't want to do that kind of stuff at the theme parks. It's too bad.
I know.
And I'm guilty of it, because I would always say, yeah, I've done it. It's 45 minutes. I don't want to invest the time, but it wasn't terrible. It's not like it's the Lion King movie in the land. Right. You know, if that was an hour movie, you know, you couldn't pay me to go see that. But
exactly.
The Ellen's Energy Adventure was entertaining. It was dated. It was goofy, but it still had educational and entertainment value to it.
Yep.
But I'm not terribly sad to see it go. I mean, I'm kind of bummed out what they're bringing in its place, but it probably needed a revamp at this point anyway.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see what they do. Now, this was about, was that the week before it closed? So it was still going to be open
for
another
week
after?
Yeah, it was a few days before it closed.
Did it seem like there were more crowds there than usual?
No, it was still like I had the entire car to myself.
Yeah.
Like, I just, like, spread my legs like I was laying down on the couch.
So I know, like, Great Movie Ride, as soon as they announced it was closing, basically had long wait times.
Yeah, no, this was like your typical lines. There was, you know, maybe 100 people in the pre-show.
Right. What else, anything else going on at Epcot that day?
No, and then I did Soarin', and then that was about it, because then I went back over to Riverside to meet our good friend Scotty.
Oh, Scott Campbell.
Yeah, and we did a walkthrough around the resort and did a recording that'll be uploading it for a later episode as well when we review Port Orleans Riverside.
Beautiful.
With Susie.
Yeah, because you guys ended up staying there not too long after.
Yeah, a couple weeks after. Yep. So, and we stayed good in the mansion, so we'll be able to give perspectives of both areas and stuff. So then I decided, I said, you know what, I don't want to go home quite yet, so I took the boat down Sassagoula River, and I went down to Disney Springs, and I just got off, and I got on the next boat, because the lady was asking me, she goes, are you getting off? I said, no, I'm just going to go back, and she's like, oh, actually, this boat's a floater. She's like, I'm not going back to Riverside, I'm going, like, to Old Key West or whatever. I said, oh, okay, so I got off, and I just waited for the next boat, and I took that back to Riverside.
Can you imagine doing that? Like, you do that on the monorail, on the boats. You imagine doing that on the bus. Are you getting off, sir? We're at the Magic Kingdom. No, I'm going to go back to the resort.
Yeah, I'm just going back to Pop.
Yeah, I just like riding the buses.
I like riding a bus. I wouldn't mind doing that a few times.
No, I mean, it's not the worst, but, I mean, the boats and the monorails have a little more a little more fun to it.
So, yeah, so that was about it. I got back to Riverside.
Now, did you chuckle when she called it a floater?
No, that didn't actually hit me. That's
the
first thing you thought of, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it didn't make me laugh at all, actually. A floater.
So then you went back and what happened?
I went over to French Quarter and I picked up some beignets.
Ooh, can't go wrong.
Kind of like getting the flowers for your wife when you screwed up.
Oh, you brought them home?
Brought them home.
Was that enough of a peace offering to keep everyone in the house happy?
Oh, yeah. I mean, come on, you walk in with a bag of beignets, you're back in good graces.
That's true. It's hard to stay on the bad side with that in your hand. Sounds like a good trip. So overall, I know we're going to do a full review of Riverside, but first impressions, what do you give it on a scale of 1 to 10?
I'll give it a 7.
7, yeah. That's good though.
Yeah, I like to be able to use the pool, and I wasn't really able to.
Yeah, cuz of the crowds.
Yes.
But that just speaks to how good of a pool it is, I suppose, if it's that crowded, too.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a different scale for you, and I understand that. Right. Well, I don't really have any other questions. I can get to a couple more after the break. I know we have that audio you want to put in of you walking around in the Asia section and riding Everest at night, correct?
Yep.
All right, so why don't you Eugene, fire up that audio, and then we'll come back after that in a break.
All right, sounds good.
Jürgen, we're live. Disney's Animal Kingdom. It's nighttime. I just got off Cali River Rapids. First time I rode that at night. Now I'm heading over to Expedition Everest. And this will be a first time riding this at night. We're going to do some live audio. We're walking over there right now. I didn't get too wet. First time in a long time that I didn't get too wet.
I do.
On the rapids. And I wouldn't have minded it tonight because it's pretty warm. It's still 84 degrees. It's about 9:05. It's not actually 9:11. And it's still 84 degrees here in Orlando. Got wonders of light just walking by. That should be starting in 3 minutes, to be precise. It's a cool park at night. First time we did it at night was two, three weeks ago. It's a little dark. I think darker than the other parks at night. But it could be me because I'm just not used to being here at night. Actually, some good areas, standing room to watch this. I liked it. I watched it like I said, we were here 2-3 weeks ago. I liked it a lot. I didn't think I was going to like it, but I did like it.
Most welcome guests. In just a few moments, Rivers of Light, a celebration of nature's wonder told through music, water, and lies.
Of course, a standby is 15 minutes right now.
Hey guys, getting to the sideboard on the side. Please, perfect. Come on through. I mean, I don't.
When I got here, I was going to do Beauty and the Beast, but I missed the last show, as with Finding Nemo. So I said, well, let me got some time to kill before my fast passes. Let me go do the Kilimanjaro Safari again. It was a 70-minute wait. So I went over and did Dinosaur, which I hadn't done in many trips here. Said 20-minute wait, but nah, that was the last guy to have the card because it was a good 40-45-minute wait. Good ride though. Good ride. I forget how much I enjoy that ride. We're just finishing up queue here. Should be boarding. Probably less than 5 minutes.
Yeah.
expedition ever stayed. Once on board, secure all gear in the cargo bag and equipment for your safety.
One. Going to be in row number one here, Billy. Beautiful view of the globe. Orlando Eye to my left. Have you ever done it at night?
No, I haven't.
No? This is the first time I did it at night. Yeah, it's a lot. It's awesome in the front.
Oh, that was crazy. First time at night, and that may be the first time I've ever been in the front row. A completely, completely different ride experience. I almost lost my visor. Usually the people in front of you break a little bit of that wind, but oh man, was that intense. What a great ride. I mean, it's great sitting in the back during the day or in the front at night, but like I said, totally, totally different experience. So if you guys have a chance, make sure to come over and ride this. Ride Expedition Everest at night if you get a chance, because it's well worth it. It's going to get a little noisy here, so I'm going to be signing off in a second. Not sure if you heard that British accent, that was beautiful. Said, I'm not sure if they took all of the alligators out. It doesn't really have much to do with podcasts, but then again, this is the hodgepodge of nonsense. Thought maybe you'd like to hear the sounds of Rivers of Light as I'm walking by, so I'll continue recording for another couple minutes.
Yeah.
All right, guys, I'm back in my storage locker. Going to pick up my backpack. I had that stored for Cali River Rapids. I figured I might as well keep it in there for Expedition Everett. So I'm back now. We're going to sign off. Thanks for listening. This is Por Favor Mike with the Por Favor Podcast. We will talk to you soon. Take care, guys.
All right, we're back for break. This is episode 187 of the Por Favor Mantengase Alejandro de las Podcast. Mr. Klinsman, you said you had a couple questions to ask
when we came back from break. I just figured we'd just wrap up and talk about, you know, some of the quick things. So the food court at Riverside, I know you only ate there once for the lunch.
Yeah.
Did it have a good variety? Was it like your run-of-the-mill? Yeah, so it was kind of in between run-of-the-mill and a specialty one.
Yeah, it's okay. It was all right. I like French Quarter's quick serve better.
Yeah, because I looked at the menu on the French Quarter. It looks like it had a lot of like unique options. I've never
a
really
lot more New Orleans styled. Yes, okay. Whereas like this, like Riverside had like a pasta and pizza station. Like that's what they have at Pop and the All Stars.
Yeah, they have it at all of them though.
Right, but I mean, there you want some type. You want gumbo jambalaya. You want something, and I don't know. Maybe because they have the sit down.
Yeah, that's true. So they kind of do more of the authentic fare at the sit down and the quick serves for the safe stuff.
Yep. Yeah, that's possible. I mean, the quick serve over there doesn't do much for me.
Not a huge fan of that. And then my next question, and I think this is the only other thing I had to add, how long is the walk between French Quarter and Riverside?
So if you want to go lobby to lobby,
yeah,
probably 10 to 15.
So about the same as going from like Pop Century to Art of Animation, about that long of a walk?
Yeah, maybe a little longer.
But in that range, it's not even unreasonable to do. It's just kind of...
No, it's not. No, it's an easy walk. It's a really nice walk, too.
Is it close enough to basically consider it one resort? Like, are you able to take in the amenities of both if you stay there without it seeming crazy?
Yes. Okay. Because when you walk past the mansions and you cross over the bridge over the Sasagula River, you can see the mansions are right next to you, and if you look to your left, you can see the buildings at French Quarter.
Oh, that's cool.
So, yeah, I mean, they're really close. They're separated by some trees. But, yeah, it could be considered one big resort.
Very nice. All right, that's all I have. We're running long now, so we might as well just wrap it up. What do you say?
Yeah, we're running long. You can find us on Facebook and Twitter at Por Favor Podcast. Find me on Twitter at Por Favor Mike. You can email the show, info@porfavorpodcast.com. You can email me personally, mike@porfavorpodcast.com. You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play. Search for us, Por Favor Podcast. Mr. Klinsman, am I forgetting anything?
YouTube.com/Por Favor Podcast. We're going to try to build that up more.
During our conversations during the week, that is almost becoming one of your babies, isn't it?
I think so.
You've become passionate about this.
We're going to see some good content coming out early November, and then hopefully we can keep it up from there. So we'll see how it goes. I want to build it up. It gives us a lot. It's a good avenue to bring the people together. That's what this podcast is all about, bringing people together since 2014.
Since 2014.
We're coming up on our four-year anniversary.
It's ridiculous, isn't it?
I can't believe it.
It's so ridiculous.
It's very dumb. I don't know. I'm not even going to get into that part. The other thing I wanted to say, which I haven't looked in a long, long time, our iTunes reviews. We have like 19 reviews on there.
Wow, that's ridiculous that we haven't been reading those, so we got to get on that.
I went to look at it, and I couldn't figure out how to find them. So I just saw it just said like it gave our rating, and it said 19 out of 19 reviews, so I don't know how to even find the individual ones. That's how good I am. I'll look into that, and we'll do that on an upcoming episode.
It's like when I had those corporate jobs, and you'd have your username and password like on stuck to your desk monitor.
You say it like I don't right now at work. All right, that's it. Bring us home, Billy.
All right, you've been listening to episode 187 of the Por Favor Mantengase Alejandro de las Podcast for Dr. Klinsman up in Westerly, Rhode Island. I'm Dr. Hurley down in sunny Southwest Florida. We'll talk to you next week.